Good afternoon. I'm Karen Czar with this special feature for 91.3 WUKY. Today in Lexington, you can finally see the critically acclaimed film based on the actual robbery of rare books and art from the Transylvania Library. While the movie American Animals spends the bulk of time showing the inner workings of the four college students who tried to pull off the heist, the crux of their plan centers on Special Collection Librarian B.J. Gooch. Gooch spent the morning with me in the quiet room just outside her office, surrounded by glass with the view of the ascending staircase to the second floor. There are large oak tables, the smell of books, and two large doors behind us where the most precious items are stored. Some of those items were the ones Warren Lipka, posing as researcher Walter Beckman, had made an appointment to see.
He was asking to see the Audubons. He was asking to see Darwin's Origin of Species and this two-volume work that we have called the Hortus Sanitatus, which is like a medieval encyclopedia that's got illumination on the pages. It's quite beautiful.
Gooch's mother's health was failing, and she was getting ready to be placed in the care of hospice, so it was a challenge to make time for Lipka. The date was finally set on December 16th, and Gooch tried to hurry along another meeting so that she would be ready for his arrival. That's when, sitting at the same table we were at, overlooking that staircase, she and her colleague had a strange encounter.
We saw, the woman I was having the meeting with, we saw two guys come up the steps, dressed in old man costumes, and they caught sight of us and immediately scurried back downstairs, and we thought it was just really odd. And it was the end of the semester. I wondered if maybe the theater department was doing something, you know, strange and fun in the library. So I didn't think too much about it.
Later, the scheduled time for the appointment with the supposed researcher came and went. Lipka finally called and said he was stuck in traffic on the interstate and asked if he could reschedule for the next morning. Gooch agreed. 11 a.m., December 17th, 2014. Lipka showed up on an unseasonably warm day, bundled from head to toe. He said a friend was with him and asked if he could also see the rare collection. Gooch said yes, but told them she had to be done by 11:30, something she tells me she instinctually said, but wasn't true.
I don't know. I sensed something was not quite right, I guess. So his friend turned out to be Eric Borsick, who arrived. We go into the rare book room. They're standing one on either side of me looking at, and I'm talking about the materials, doing my spiel that I'm used to doing, when suddenly Lipka says, grab her arms. Borsick grabbed my arms, and at the same time Lipka's pressing a stun gun into my left arm. And I thought, my God, they're robbing us. And I think I screamed. But I was up here alone. No one could hear me. And, of course, the stun gun made me really weak. So I fell to the floor, and they put me on my stomach. They tied my hands and feet behind my back, my hands behind my back. They put a toboggan down over my eyes and nose, and they tried to put duct tape on my mouth, but it wouldn't stick.
Gooch was terrified. She had seen the robbers' faces and didn't know if they would kill her. Lipka and Borsick spent between 15 and 20 minutes filling their backpacks and their arms with pieces of the collection worth millions and went down the service elevator. They dropped two Audubons that are the size of a small table inside the building as fellow librarian Susan Brown chased them into the street. They hopped into a getaway car and Brown tried to stop them, keying it as they drove away. Spencer Reinhard and Charles Allen II were also involved in the heist. Reinhard went to Transy, and the others were students at UK. The four 20-year-olds were arrested after they tried to sell the stolen items to Christie's Auction House in New York. While Gooch didn't have many physical injuries, the emotional trauma was ongoing.
For many, many months, it destroyed my trust in humanity, you might say.
Gooch said what hurt the most was that she was attacked by students in a place that was a second home to her.
I found out later from one of the detectives on the case that they had found something at the house where a couple of them were living called the Transylvania Plan, where they were referring to themselves as Mr. Peak and, you know, the names of the guys in Reservoir Dogs, a movie which I used to like, by the way. But in this plan, they actually wrote down these words: take Gooch down hard and fast, make her a non-factor. That was so chilling for me to read that.
Gooch says American Animals portrays her as a more stereotypical dry librarian, but she realized that's how the four robbers saw her, not as a person, but something that was merely in their way. She was interviewed by the director, saw the final cut with him, and thinks it's well done. As for the guys, as she refers to them, she doesn't want to interact with them, but she has forgiven.
You just wake up, I think, one morning and you realize you don't want all this negativity. And I mean, it's just, it hurts you as time goes on.
Security has changed at Trancy, and Gooch is still stationed in the same spot where she was attacked, showing rare books and taking care of archival material, which now includes info on the Trancy library heist. She says the documents, like all the others, will be in the library long after she's gone. I'm Karen Czar for 91.3 WUKY.